Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn to 1 Peter, if you would. We've been on a subject for some weeks now on Sunday morning. We're calling God's Incorruptible Word Seed. God's incorruptible, that word also means imperishable, Word Seed. 1 Peter 1 and 23, 1 Peter 1, 23 says, you've being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which lives and abides forever. Keep going. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falls away. Now he's talking here about corruptible seed. He's drawing a contrast. The Spirit of God is, through Peter. Corruptible seed, perishable seed, seed that can decay and die, versus incorruptible, imperishable, eternal seed that cannot get old and cannot die. Is there such a thing? Yes, there is. What is it? It's the Word of God. God calls His Word seed. Now this is a revelation. It requires mind renewal. In fact, Jesus, as He walked the earth in His teachings, He said this was one of the great mysteries that had been hidden before the foundation of the world. This revelation of word seed. You can read it in Matthew 13. So read the next verse, please. Verse 25, but, natural seed, every plant, every animal, even our own human body, is from a human seed or a plant seed or an animal seed. But this seed is a corruptible seed. It flowers, it develops, it reaches its peak, and then it goes past that. It ages. Yeah. It decays. It dies. But the Word of God is not that way.
No.
It's not that way. And we have been born again by an incorruptible seed of the Word of God. So there's an inner man, there's an outer man. The outer man is aging and decaying and perishing, but not the inner man. The inner man is renewed day by day. So you're not a day older or more aged now than you were when you were born again. And you will never age. Now you should develop, but not age. And you will never die. The Lord tarries His coming. This body will die, but it's just the sleeve. It's just the glove. It's just the house that your spirit's in. You're sitting there right now looking at me through those two windows we call eyes. You're not just a body. You live in a body. But the man on the inside has now been born again, if you've been born again, by an incorruptible, imperishable seed. Imperishable seed produces imperishable fruit and harvest. Imperishable words produce imperishable results. Hallelujah. And tell me, what is the imperishable seed? It is the Word. The words of God. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 8. It says, he that plants and he that waters are one. And every man will receive according to his own reward, his own labor, his own labor or work. Verse 9. We are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. Other translations say, you are God's garden and vineyard and field under cultivation. Moffat says, you are God's field to be planted. You see this principle again and again throughout the word. Say it out loud, I am God's garden. You are the ground he plants the seed in. You do know we're made from the ground. Is that right? So it shouldn't be a shock that we work just like the ground. We were made from the ground. God told Adam when he fell, when he sinned and messed up, he told him, he said, one translation says it like this, you were made from the ground and you'll return to the ground. Well, how does ground work? You plant seed in it. And it will produce whatever that seed is. If it's a seed for a beautiful rose, it'll produce that. If it's a seed for a briar bush, it'll produce that. The ground, good ground will produce whatever's planted into it. Good seed or bad seed. And we are God's ground. He wants to plant his good seed in us. And if we will keep it, it will produce results that never die. But there's somebody else that wants to sow in you. The enemy. Matthew 13 talks about the enemy sowing bad seed. And he wants to sow bad things into you. And bad seed produces bad harvest. And what are God's incorruptible seed? His words. Do words matter? Yes. They matter far more than most realize. What is a word? What is a word? A word, it can be written or it can be spoken. And a spoken word is a sound. If you understand the language, you know what the sounds mean. If you don't understand the language, it's sounds that have no meaning for you. 1 Corinthians 13 talks about this, doesn't it? But what is a word? The sounds that I'm making right now are words. But what is it? The sounds mean nothing unless it conveys a thought. A thought, an idea that you understand. And here's where the enemy has so many deceived, that thoughts are nothing. And thoughts don't matter unless you act on them, perhaps. No, no, no. What is a thought? You can't touch a thought. You can't smell a thought. What is a thought? A thought is a spiritual reality. And it comes from either a good source or a bad source. And spiritually, it is a seed. Many thoughts that come never produce anything in your life because they never get in you. They come, they go, you pass them off, you don't think any more about them. So it was something that was sown towards you, but it never got in you. But a thought that you'll receive and you'll think about and talk about and listen to will get in you and begin to grow. And if it grows enough, it'll affect your words, your actions, your life. There was a time when this church here in Branson was a thought. Right? There was no Faith Life Church. There were no services. How many are married? There was a time when that was just a thought. A thought crossed your mind. There was a time when your whatever you were going to study in school or college, it was a thought. One thing led to another. Many of you have your own businesses. There was a time that was a thought. Right? One thing led to steps. Bad things too. There are times when it was a thought. And you didn't cast it down. And you kept thinking about it, talking about it. Might have took years, but eventually you acted on it and it hurt you, hurt other people. Do thoughts matter? Yes. That's why words matter, because words are thought containers. Go to Luke, please, the eighth chapter. I believe it's verse 3. Let's take a look. Verse 4 it is. It says, when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spoke by a parable. Now, who's saying this? Jesus, the head of the church. He said, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some seed fell upon a rock. And as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other seed fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus describes four types of ground and seed being sown into every one of these four types. And it is sobering to realize because the very next thing he teaches is the seed is the word. The Word of God. It's sobering to realize that three out of the four that heard it got no results. Yes. No results. Like we touched on earlier, many people are put out with God. They're upset with God. They're mad with God. Mad at God. And they don't realize it's not all up to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.